Chapter 3. A person of influence has faith in people. Jim grew up in Niagara Falls, New York. Today the population is about 60,000, but back when Jim lived there, it was closer to 100,000 people. It was a thriving industrial center with companies such as DuPont Chemical. It also had cultural offerings, a strong 100-year-old university, and other attractions. But the main focus of the town back then was the incredible natural wonder of the falls, as it still is today. The Iroquois Indians called it Niagara, meaning thunder of waters. It's an awesome sight. Every minute, more than 12 million cubic feet of water drops a distance of about 180 feet over the edge of the falls, and its total width, including both Canadian and American portions, measures over 3,100 feet. It is rightly called one of the natural wonders of the world.
Back when we were growing up, we heard a lot of stories about the falls and the daredevil stunts people used to pull, like Annie Edson Taylor's going over the falls in a barrel and things like that. One of the great legends of the town was a French acrobat named Charles Blondin, who lived from 1824 to 1897. He crossed over the entire width of the falls on a tightrope back in 1859. That must have taken nerves of steel, since a fall certainly would have killed him. In fact, he crossed the falls several times. He did it once with a wheelbarrow, another time blindfolded, and yet another time on stilts. They say he was quite remarkable. He continued performing even into his 70s. One of the most incredible feats he performed was crossing the falls on a tightrope while carrying a man on his back. Can you imagine that? I guess just crossing over by himself wasn't tough enough for him. But as difficult as that feat might have been on Blondin, I can't help wondering how he got someone to go with him. That's what you call trust, to climb onto the back of a man who's going to walk more than half a mile on a rope suspended over one of the most powerful waterfalls in the world. I used to think about that as a kid. What would it be like to see the falls from up on a rope above them? And more importantly, what person would trust me to carry him across the falls the way that man trusted Blondin?
We can't tell you the identity of the man Blondin carried across the falls, but there's no question that he had great faith in the French acrobat. After all, he put his life in the man's hands. You don't see that kind of trust in others every day. But the times you do, it's a very special thing. Faith in people is one of the most important qualities an influencer can have when working with others. Yet it's quite a scarce commodity today. Listen to the following four facts about faith. Number one, most people don't have faith in themselves. Number two, most people don't have someone who has faith in them. Number three, most people can tell when someone has faith in them. And number four, most people will do anything to live up to your faith in them. People rise or fall to meet our level of expectations for them. If you express skepticism and doubt in others, they'll return your lack of confidence with mediocrity. But if you believe in them and expect them to do well, they will go the extra mile trying to do their best. And in the process, both of you will benefit. John H. Spalding expressed the thought this way when he said, "Those who believe in our ability do more than stimulate us. They create for us an atmosphere in which it becomes easier to succeed." If you've never been one to trust people and put faith in them, change your way of thinking and begin believing in others. Your life will quickly begin to improve. When you have faith in another person, you give him or her an incredible gift, maybe the best gift you can give another person.
Faith is belief in action. Having faith in people requires more than just words or even just positive feelings about people. It has to be backed up with what we do. As Point Loma College Professor Emeritus W.T. Perkheiser said, "Faith is more than thinking something is true. Faith is thinking something is true to the extent that we act on it." If you want to help other people and make a positive impact on their lives, you have to treat them with that kind of confidence. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Trust men and they will be true to you. Treat them greatly and they will show themselves great." Become a believer in others, and even the most tentative and inexperienced people can bloom right before your eyes.
How to become a believer in people. We're fortunate because we grew up in positive, affirming environments. As a result, we have an easy time believing in people and expressing that belief. When you have faith in yourself, it is easy to have faith in others. But we realize that not everyone has the benefit of that kind of positive upbringing. Most people need to learn how to have faith in others. To help build your belief in others, try using these six suggestions created using the initial letters of the word believe.
B is for believe in them before they succeed. Everyone loves a winner. It's easy to have faith in people who've already proven themselves. It's much tougher to believe in people before they've proven themselves. But that's the key to motivating people to reach their potential. You have to believe in them first, before they become successful, and sometimes before they even believe in themselves. There are people in your life who desperately want to believe in themselves, but who have very little hope. As you interact with them, remember the motto of French World War I hero Marshal Ferdinand Foch. There are no hopeless situations. There are only men and women who have grown hopeless about them. Every person has seeds of greatness within, even though they may currently be laying dormant. But when you believe in people, you water those seeds and give them the chance to grow. Every time you put your faith in them, you're giving life-sustaining water, warmth, food, and light. And if you continue to give encouragement through your belief in them, these people will bloom in time.
E is for emphasize their strengths. We mentioned previously that many people mistakenly think that to be influential in other people's lives, they have to be an authority and point out their deficiencies. The best way to show people your faith in them and motivate them is to focus your attention on their strengths. According to author and advertising executive Bruce Barton, nothing splendid has ever been achieved except by those who dared believe that something inside them was superior to circumstances. When you emphasize people's strengths, you're helping them believe that they possess what they need to succeed.
L is for list their past successes. Even when you spend your time emphasizing people's strengths, they may still need further encouragement to show them you believe in them and to get them motivated. Entrepreneur Mary Kay Ash says, "Everyone has an invisible sign hanging from his neck saying, 'Make me feel important.' Never forget this message when working with people. One of the best ways to do that is to help people to remember their past successes. If you can show others that they've done well in the past and help them see their past victories have paved the way for future success, they'll be better able to move into action. Listing past successes helps others believe in themselves."
I is for instill confidence when they fail. When you've encouraged people and put your faith in them, and they begin to believe they can succeed in life, they soon reach a critical crossroads. The first time or two that they fail, and they will fail because it's a part of life, they have two choices. They can give in or go on. To give them a push and inspire them, you need to keep showing your confidence in them, even when they're making mistakes or doing poorly. In time, they will learn to think the way baseball legend Babe Ruth did when he said, "Never let the fear of striking out get in the way."
E is for experience some wins together. It's not enough just knowing that failure is part of moving forward in life. To really become motivated to succeed, people need to believe they can win. John, like many of us, got a taste for winning when he was just a kid.
That's right, Jim. Growing up, I idolized my brother Larry, who is 2.5 years older than I am. After my parents, he was probably the greatest influencer in my life when I was a kid. Larry has always been a leader and an excellent athlete. And whenever we played basketball, football, or baseball with the kids in the neighborhood, Larry was the captain. A lot of times when they picked up teams, I would be one of the last picked because I was younger and smaller than most of the kids. But as I got older, Larry began picking me more and more, and that began to make me feel good, not only because it meant my brother cared about me, but because I knew that when Larry picked me, I was going to be on the winning team. You see, Larry was a fierce competitor, and he didn't like losing. He always played to win, and he usually did. Together, we put quite a few wins under our belts, and I came to expect victory when I played with my brother.
Winning is motivating. Novelist David Ambrose said, If you have the will to win, you have achieved half your success. If you don't, you have achieved half your failure. When you can come alongside others to help them experience some wins with you, it gives them reasons to believe they will succeed. And in the process, they begin to sense victory. That's when incredible things begin to happen in their lives.
V is for visualize their future success. It's been said that a person can live 40 days without food, 4 days without water, 4 minutes without air, but only 4 seconds without hope. Each time you cast vision for others and paint a picture of their future success, you build them up, motivate them, and give them reasons to keep on going.
E is for expect a new level of living. German statesman Konrad Adenauer observed, "We all live under the same sky, but we don't all have the same horizon." As an influencer, your goal is to help others see beyond today and their current circumstances and dream big dreams. When you put your faith in people, you help them expand their horizons and motivate them to move to a whole new level of living.
The key to that new way of living is a change in attitude. Dennis Waitley said, "The winner's edge is not in a gifted birth, a high IQ, or in talent. The winner's edge is all in the attitude, not aptitude. Attitude is the criterion for success. As people's attitudes change from doubt to confidence in themselves and their ability to succeed and reach their potential, everything in their lives changes for the better." Jim, I know you and Nancy gained incredible insights about the power of putting faith into others several years ago when you decided to take a chance with your son Eric on a mountain in Utah.
That's true. About 5 years ago, Nancy and I got the idea that we should take Eric skiing. She had heard from a friend about a place in Park City, Utah called the National Ability Center. There they offer people with disabilities instruction and assistance in snow skiing, swimming, tennis, water skiing, horseback riding, rafting, and other activities. She thought the experience would be great for his self-esteem. I have to admit, I was skeptical about it from the very beginning. I had trouble imagining Eric racing down a 10,000-foot mountain, knowing how difficult the sport is for me. And that wasn't helped by the knowledge that a blow to his head could cause him to have a seizure or put him in the hospital for more brain surgery. But Nancy had faith that Eric could do it. And when she believes, so does he. And off we went to give it a try. When we got up to Deer Valley and met some of the people who work at the National Ability Center, I started to feel a little bit better about it. They were professional and extremely positive. They showed us the equipment that Eric would be using, a type of bi-ski with a molded seat. Eric would be put in the chair and steer using a bar attached to little outrigger skis. When we started to fill out the paperwork, we were momentarily paralyzed when we read the waiver that said Eric would be, quote, engaging in activities that involve risk of serious injury, including permanent disability and death, unquote. It made the risk seem very real, but by this time, Eric was very excited and we didn't want him to see any hesitation from us. After Velcro fastening Eric into his bi-ski and giving him some pointers, Stephanie, his young instructor, took him up the bunny slope. About 10 minutes later, we got excited as we saw Eric coming down the hill with the biggest smile on his face. We were so proud of him that we were giving him high fives and patting him on the back. I thought to myself, well, that wasn't so bad. Then off they went again. What we didn't know was that this time they were going to the top of the mountain. At the bottom of the hill, we waited and waited. We weren't sure whether we'd see Eric come down the mountain on his skis or on a stretcher with a ski patrol. Finally, after about 30 minutes, we saw him and Stephanie come around a bend and ski to the bottom of the slope. His cheeks were flushed and he was grinning like a Cheshire cat. He loved it. "Move over, Dad," he said as he blew past us. "I'm going up again." Eric skied every day on that trip. In fact, when he was done skiing one day, he told us, "Stephanie didn't take me up the mountain today." "Oh," said Nancy, "then who skied with you?" "Some one-legged guy," answered Eric. "What?" Nancy said, "What do you mean, some one-legged guy?" "Yep," said Eric, "a one-legged guy." And then Eric smiled mischievously and said, "Want to know how he lost his leg? Avalanche."
Eric's been skiing every year since then, and his life hasn't been the same since. He's now got a confidence he never had before, and he's willing to try just about anything. He swims 3 days a week. He works out with weights, plays power soccer. I guess you could say that he has adopted the motto of the National Ability Center as his own. If I can do this, I can do anything. If they had done things Jim's way, Eric might not have gotten the chance to experience what he did on the mountain in Utah 5 years ago. Jim loves Eric with all of his heart, but he tends to want to play it safe. Putting your faith in others does involve taking a chance, but the rewards so outweigh the risk that there is no comparison. Robert Louis Stevenson said, "To be what we are and to become what we are capable of becoming is the only end in life." When you put your faith in others, you help them reach their potential, and you become an important influencer in their lives.